Teen Wolf fix. I want so much I could cry. A Derek Styles human AU where Derek's a lumberjack. No, wait, hear me out. Because, okay, in this, like, version of reality, some terrible slash traumatic thing happened when Derek was a teenager. This universe is equivalent to the fire. Because I feel like Derek isn't really Derek without a terrible, dark past. But I can also acknowledge that, so, one time my family was burned alive, and I have never let go of the idea that it was my fault because the person who burned my whole family alive was my girlfriend, who was only dating slash sleeping with me for the sake of burning my whole family alive, is, maybe a little too dark for certain story arcs. But whatever, something happened, and Derek basically pulled a nope on his life and, like, took off to become a lumberjack. And, like, okay, so that was when he was 15 or 16. Now he's, like, 26 or 27. He's been lumberjacking for over a decade. And maybe his first couple years were really rough, what with him, like, lying about his age or working for companies that didn't care about his age or something. But now he's settled, and he's got a couple of close friends he works with. I'm thinking Boyd and Scott, both because, Boyd and Scott. And also because I love seeing well-developed Derek-Scott friendship because, the canon big brother, little brother vibes, and I thought it'd be so interesting to see a version of Derek-Scott friendship where Scott doesn't have Styles. And also, I want to watch Scott Styles fall in platonic love. Like, how adorable would it be to have adult Scott and adult Styles having those ridiculous geek-out moments that you have sometimes when you meet someone, you're like, holy shit, dude, you just get me! Cute, you ain't never had a friend like me, and ignore me. But, like, other than Boyd and Scott, and Erica and Allison, their respective partners, who are, like, I think the local bartender and local law enforcement, maybe, Derek doesn't really have people in his life, because the whole point of being a lumberjack to begin with was that it was the first thing his teenage self could think of where he wouldn't have to talk to people, and he's not that kid anymore, not at all. He's older and wiser and healthier and has dealt with a lot of his shit. He laughs, he smiles, he's just pretty introverted, honestly. He likes his work, and he likes being out in the woods, and he likes his tiny house at the edge of a forest that's like 20 minutes from town, and he likes his life, to be honest. Boyd and Erica and Scott and Allison all kind of, like, worry about him and say things like, aren't you lonely, Derek? Or whatever. And Derek really, honestly, isn't. Yeah, there are moments where he's like, I sort of wish I could share this with someone. But by and large, when he looks at the pros and cons of introducing new things into his life, he tends to come to the conclusion that he's a little too happy with the way things are. How safe and constant and settled everything is now, to go inviting chaos. And so, naturally, then Styles comes to town, and he's, like, just out of college, and honestly, I don't even care what he does, so long as it puts him in the direct line of argument with Derek. Like, maybe he's a graduate student doing his thesis on some kind of plant that grows around where Derek is lumberjacking? Shut up, this is why I want this fic, but can't write this fic because I have no damn idea what lumberjacking really entails, other than, like, hitting trees with axes. If there are lumberjacks listening to this cringing in horror at how much I don't know, I apologize and swear I am aware that I know nothing. And he keeps showing up when Derek is trying to work. Like, maybe he's an environmental activist. Maybe he's the Lorax and speaks for the trees. I don't care. It'll just have to be something where Derek and Styles are thrown together a lot and find themselves on opposite sides of whatever issue, and just start fighting. And then, like, suddenly Derek is always fighting with Styles. Like, running into him at work, and fighting. Running into him at the grocery store, and fighting. Running into him at the library, and fighting. And then eventually they have some argument that, like, leads to a moment of emotional disclosure by accident, from one or both of them. Like, not a I have feelings for you moment of disclosure, so much as, like, a here we are yelling about stuff and whoops, I just said something super personal, oh god. Moment of disclosure, and it's really awkward. Neither of them wants to talk about it or to each other, possibly ever again, because of how super awkward it is, and then they start, like, avoiding each other, right? Only they've been arguing for weeks and weeks and weeks now, like it got to the point where they would run into each other places and just pick up arguments from where they left off. And now they're, like, ducking away from each other whenever they see each other, and Derek is surprised to find that he, like, misses it. Like, he keeps finding himself thinking of things to save Styles and realizing he can't and being surprisingly bummed out about it. And he is very unsettled by that. So he goes to Boyd and is like, hey, dude, what does it mean when you're sad about not fighting with someone? And Boyd is like, it means you're having a feeling, Derek. Sometimes I really worry about the inside of your head. And then he goes to Scott and is like, hey, dude, what does it mean when you're sad about not fighting with someone? Don't say it means I'm having a feeling. And Scott is like, bro, that is so weird. My awesome new friend Styles, who is so awesome, we are hanging out all the time, but he totally asked me that same question the other day. Are you, like, psychic? And so then Derek and Styles run into each other again, and kind of make suspicious faces at each other, and Styles blurts out, Lydia says I should just ask you to dinner, and Scott says you're psychic, but really, I just really think you should know it's completely insane you think Holy Grail is better than Life of Brian. Like, look at you, you are a dyed-in-the-wool lumberjack. Doesn't that automatically mean you have to have the correct opinions about Monty Python? Please don't make me sing the song. And Derek can't help but smile, because he has totally missed this weird, lanky guy with messy hair and the surprise in the broad shoulders, and the smile that's as cutting as it is blinding. And Boyd was maybe wrong, wasn't he? Because Derek's not having a feeling, singular. Derek is having feelings, plural. And yeah, there's no question that this guy is inducing chaos to Derek's life incarnate. But maybe it's not so bad if it means he gets to stand on the street corner yelling about that goddamn lumberjack song for 20 minutes, only to be kissed, briefly, and by a very startled-looking Styles, and gets asked to dinner after all. P.S. I am for sure never ever going to write this story. Like, I'm not even remotely equipped to write this story. That will never happen. So if literally anyone else alive would like to take this prompt and run with it, please do. I'd be eternally grateful. As would I. Thanks for listening.